Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Just a little light background music for the people who have been staying up. You're probably asking yourself, Jimmy, your voice sounds fucking terrible right now. It's Jake. I'm here with BBD, Zach Esposito. Jim's doing some family stuff right now.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you thought this wasn't going to happen, Zach. Little filth wish, crooked ways, because we're hot right now.
Listen to that song in the shower yesterday.
Yeah, I bet. Yankees are on, are they on a seven-game win streak?
Seven-game heater.
Bronxy the Turtle is 7-0. Just a heads up, as we do on this show, we're going to give some what to watch for us. We're going to give the lineups. We're going to give pitching path to victory. Homer draft over and under. BBD James has submitted his picks. He didn't trust you. Especially he mentioned something about the last time Jake was gone. You ruined his over under numbers. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It got confusing quick. David, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well. Yankees keep winning, Bronxy, I would die for him, all that. Mm.
Zach?
Everything BBD just said.
With a little.
I learned that I've joined him in the shower, so that's a beautiful thing. Mm.
It's not the first time, but it was a big day.
Yeah, that's huge.
Listens to your music
in
the
three
shower,
songs.
Too.
I usually am a two-song shower length.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guys, let's talk about it, because tonight is a fun one. Yankees win the first game last night, low-key huge, especially with Gerrit Cole on the bump. Him versus Berríos, that's actually a lot of fun. DJ LeMahieu playing third base, Anthony Rizzo at first base, Aaron Judge right field, Giancarlo Stanton, my goodness, Joey Gallo in left field, Gleyber Torres at second base, Gio Urshela at shortstop, Brett Gardner in center field, and Higgy behind the dish for Cole. This is our Cole lineup now. We've been saying it kind of every episode now. Voit is a bench player. So do with that what you want. Was a little nervous yesterday before Judge hit that homer. When you're sitting there, we have zero runs. Ryu looked good. Then the fun stuff happened. Are you at grips with the lineup, BBD? Would you change any?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Gardner's giving you a good defense, and at least against righties, good ABs. So, like, I get it. I wish they did the, you know, the death lineup, but
yeah, and maybe they will. Maybe to end the series, especially if they win today or something. We'll see. Probably not.
Robbie Ray tomorrow.
I just probably need to get that out of my head. Yeah, Robbie Ray. That's brutal for Voit, you know, and Gardner, so whatever.
They probably find a way to get Voit in there, but Judge DHs or something, and Rizzo's out or something like that. So even then, you won't, like, see it.
I think they've wanted to get Rizzo a day. He got hit on the knee. Dude, we don't appreciate baseball players. I have a bruise from getting hit with a blitz ball the other day at 60 miles per hour. That is not a baseball. Going 90 miles per hour. Rizzo got whacked in the knee. Didn't even flinch. Whatever.
Just doesn't hurt him.
He does not feel it. Could have been an award last Talking Yanks. might be an award in the upcoming Talking Yanks. For the Blue Jays, Springer, Simeon, Guerrero, Bichette, Hernandez, Gurriel, Dickerson, Espinal, and Reese McGuire behind the dish. I guess that's their catching situation. Jose Berríos on the bump. Berríos, a lot of you may remember him from his time in Minnesota. The Jays traded for him, and he's essentially been the same pitcher. We talked about it on Talking Baseball. His splits are eerily similar since his time coming over in Toronto. He's honestly, he had two bad starts early on, kind of in his Toronto debuts. It's not even true. It's
kind of had two outliers on either end of the spectrum there.
I mean, you know, his third and his fifth start. Recently he's been good. His last six games, 40 innings pitched, a 2.7 ERA. The Yankees have had success against Berríos, but they also had a lot of success against Minnesota in general. So I do know the over-under this game, and it's pretty low because both these pitchers are pretty good. Any Berríos thoughts? Any Jays thoughts, BBD?
I like Berríos in general. I think he's had success against him in the past, but last time I think he got to us in that four-game set that they lost. Yeah, 6.22 earned, so kind of nothing crazy there.
That's right. I forgot about that. That was 109 pitches. They let him go for the full seven. He lands at 6.2. Who got him in that game? Randall Grichuk got us, obviously. So Rizzo hit the home run, two-run homer. So that was the Yankees scoring.
Like at the time it tied
it? Yes, that made it 2-2. And then they took the lead the next inning. And then the Yankees, because they knocked him out of the game in the seventh, walk, strikeout, strikeout. Then they just pulled the plug on him because his pitch count was up and Soria came in. So, yeah.
Was that the Heaney late game?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was.
And they scored two in the ninth for.
That was Nestor to Big Sal to Wandy to Heaney, which. The real Yankee fans kind of remember that.
It's a noteworthy one.
As Andrew Heaney, if you haven't heard, you have no idea, he got sent down today instead of being DFA'd. That'll be some Talking Yanks tomorrow episode stuff. On the other end of that, the pitching path to victory shows the other side of that conversation. Johnny Loáisiga is back with the Yankees. Huge. He had been so, so good for us this year. And, man, this gets really interesting because this is Gerrit Cole's last start of the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple schools of thought there. I mean, I think the Yankees in an ideal world would love to have a big lead and pull him with, like, 90 pitches.
I think if the Yankees could script this game, like get him through six and Domingo for the seventh and eighth, Johnny for the ninth, if they could have it ideally, I would assume that's what they'd love to do.
Man, Domingo still hasn't pitched. Starting to get worried about that.
Yeah. I'm starting to think they just aren't planning on him being part of it.
Yeah, I almost think. Because they're actually getting close to clinching. Joe's McFly, I think if the Yankees win and another, you know, the other teams behind us, we'll see what's going on back there. But Joe said they have a chance to clinch tomorrow night. I don't know if that's they win
They have to sweep Toronto, and I think Seattle has to lose one more game to clinch at least a tie-breaking game 163.
Yeah.
So to get at least beyond the regular season.
So I'll be interested. Cole is one of the storylines in this. Obviously, it's his last start. Now, he would be lined up for extra rest for the wild card game. So maybe they don't care if he throws 105 pitches. Because he would be lined up for Monday, and the wild card game is Tuesday. That being said, with the way the chips have fallen the past couple days, and the Yankees bullpen looking really good. The Talking Yanks group chat
Right before this
was talking if this is the best Yankees bullpen during this run. Again, I think that becomes a little bit more of an episodal conversation, but the fact that there's a discussion for it is pretty cool.
All the dudes that weren't lost for the year are here.
So Chapman doesn't pitch yesterday as Giancarlo hits the go-ahead homer. It feels like Cole for six, potentially seven. He's Gerrit Cole.
And if they need him, he can go.
Do we think they just put Johnny back in his spot? It's like not ideal, but
they in theory have room to play with, which is scary.
Yeah.
I think they can go to him, and if they need Chad for an escape, they had the off day, and he only threw 14 last night, so if he's just finishing an inning.
Man. So it gets kind of interesting because Chad and Clay have both been used 2 times over 3 days, 3 times over 5 days with off days in between. So they can be used. Yeah, man, I think their ideal world is Cole for seven, Johnny and Chappie. And it's kind of one of those, if he's back, he's back and let's go. If he's not, you can have him go three bat. If he doesn't look like Johnny Lasagna, as long as it's not a one-run game, you have him go three batters, and then you have Wandy ready. You have
throws 50,
you have Chad
points.
Or Clay being able to save him. So I think that's the plan. That's kind of exciting. Do you have anything particular? I messed up the order, BBD. Do you have anything particular as a what to watch for?
I do. Got my eyes on Vladdy.
Okay.
I'd take their best player.
He's good.
He went 0-for-3 last night, and I think he knows how important these games are. They've expanded the capacity. I think he wants to redeem himself a little bit.
Man, Kinger put him in a yo-yo. He went first pitch, changeup, fastball. Vladdy just stared at it. That was pretty wild. Yeah, and Paul O'Neill was all over Vlad's numbers against fastballs, so watch Gerrit Cole's fastball, one of the best starting pitcher fastballs in baseball, versus Vladito, one of the best fastball hitters. I'm going to go with the new Paisan boys. Rizzo hit the home run against Berrios, not to fast forward to my homer draft a little bit. And Gallo, he's kind of been in his feels a little bit. He had a couple good swings. He was actually Rizzoing yesterday. He ripped like 2 foul doubles. And what did he finish? He finished 0-for-5. He needs a hit
something.
Or at least he's got a Gallo. He's got to get 2 walks or something.
Yeah. They started to look the same to me a little bit when I'm watching. Like, if I go to the bathroom, come back, and one of them's up, it's been, like, taking me a second.
Open stance. You kind of got to zoom in. Okay. I like that. Pitching path to victory. What to watch for?
Not real. I guess not a what to watch for this game specifically, but big picture. What's up with Lickie?
Yeah. I wonder. I think he's fallen in a weird area where he's just fallen down the pecking order a lot. I mean, you know, Lickie saved a game or two this year when we needed him, and now Chapman's
right.
Gotta save
in August.
Johnny's supposed to be right. Chad hopefully is back. Clay's been incredible. Severino's looked great. Wandy has been really, like, clutch this year. Kings looked nasty, like.
Yeah. It's been a lot of other people stepping up to get in his way for the most part.
It's heading to, like, a weird Chase Headley area.
Yeah.
So.
But in general, I mean, he pitched since September 8th. I guess let's go with the 11th. He went almost a week. Then he got back-to-back one-inning appearances in the, I guess not back-to-back days, but twice in the Cleveland series. And then it's been like a week again. He pitched like 3 days ago.
Seven pitches. Yeah.
And haven't seen him since.
Man, I think if the Yankees were to get a big lead in this one, I think you'd be like a Cole Herman Lickie, which that's kind of fun. Like at times this year, that would have been like our best formula. So times are good. BBD, that brings us to, and Zach, God, I could love him. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Zach, I didn't hear. I left you an opportunity to sing, and you did not.
My mic wasn't on.
Right.
What are you talking into right now?
It wasn't on.
I said like a hot dip or something.
Yeah.
Time is out. The Homer Draft is brought to you by the store. Go get a Bronxie the Turtle shirt. We had a nice Homer Draft last night. Judge and Stanton, those are good guys to pick. Really like that. The Stanton Homer is as cool as it get. The Judge Homer started the game for the team. Bada bing, bada boom. Today, I have the first pick. James messaged me. And he said he wanted to get his picks in. So he said, BBD, you can take everything but that.
Huge.
I took Rizzo with my first pick. I didn't even realize that he had hit the home run versus Berríos, but I like that. And he kind of had that clutch opposite field, like nice, what old men would call a nice piece of hitting at bat last night. So to balance that out, he's got to hit a homer. So I'm going Rizzo with my first pick. BBD, do you want to guess who Jimmy took?
I believe.
Did I tell you?
I believe you told me Judge and Gary, right? Remembering that? Or no, not Gary, because Gary's not in.
It is not Gary. It is Judge and Gio.
Gio.
Judge and Gio. And I'm going to take Stanton. Gino. I mean, it's... He's up to, what, 4 games in a row now? Yeah. Tough to not pick him, although hitting 5 straight games is tough. What are you thinking?
I had a moment last night. You're not going to believe it.
Okay.
But the pitch, like right before the pitch when he was going to hit the home run, I was like, it'd be crazy if he hit a home run here.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had did a little dance in my apartment.
I love that.
Yeah, yes. Got off the couch for sure. Couldn't believe it.
You would have sent me a video of that dance.
Yeah.
Stanton, man, God, 5 of his last 6 games he has homers. The last 4 consecutive. So yeah, if he makes it 5 in a row and 6 out of 7, that's insane. It almost makes it a scary pick because feels like that has to stop at some point. But he's awesome. He's incredible. So I have Rizzo and Stanton. Jom/BBD have Judge and Gio. Great picks. The Homer draft has gotten fun again since the Yankees traded for Gallo and Rizzo.
There's so much more green.
For a while there was a lot of...
used to be.
There was a lot of Rob Brantley. Shout out. Talking Yanks fan. Doesn't have as many homers as Stanton. That takes us to the over-under. Zach, I looked it up. BBD, I don't know if you... Do you know it?
I haven't looked at it.
You can guess. I'll let you guess.
Well, you said it was pretty low because they're
Culver's
both good.
Berríos.
It's like an 8-flat.
That's why he's the best in the biz, people. 8-flat.
Such a gambler.
Culver's Berríos. I mean, the Yankees' offense still doesn't seem fully locked in, although Judge and Stanton do. Cole, good. Oh, dude. Cole has to be good. Next starts the wild card game.
Mm-hmm. Cy Young on the line.
Cy Young on the line. BBD, that's huge.
But that means he's going to have the boys help him out. He needs a win as well. I think they're going to score a lot tomorrow against Ray.
Know what the other kind of secret going on here is? The Blue Jays are kind of spiraling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're 3-5 in their last 8. And I mean, Twins and Rays are in there. I'm going over. We got the push last night. That's always fun. Wish we talked about the push more. We need to remember that.
Hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah. I will go over. James is also going over. BBD?
Over.
Zach?
Let's ride the over.
It's a huge over day.
It's only fun if everyone's playing.
8-1 Yanks. That's the final. So you don't even have to watch the game if you don't want. Is this game only on ESPN, or is this a yes ESPN game?
Ooh. Yeah, Wednesday, I think tonight.
We're going to look into that because that's important.
So that changes the. It's on. Looks like it's on Pix 11 again as well.
So oh, wow. Good. We usually finish the show with premonitions. We added asks for a little bit. So I'll leave that open. Does anybody have premonitions, Zach? There's been a lot of filth wish today.
There has been a lot of filth wish. I thought asks was a live stream only thing. Did we do it on pregame show for a little bit?
There was a couple where Jim was mixing that in. Yeah.
Okay. Jim was finding that a lot of his premonitions were just asks.
Kind of asky.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Premonitions, I'm going to look. I like to look right between the camera and the light. Ooh. And usually that's where I see my premonitions. Let's see. Mine didn't come true yesterday. I thought DJ would make his kind of signature play. He had one in the eighth that was close, but it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Not just going to take premos.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
If you knew that the Yankees' spot in the wild card was guaranteed...
Yeah.
Would you want them to win out the rest of the season, or do you want to get a loss out of the way? Do you think you ride that momentum straight into the playoffs?
So this is interesting because we had this conversation about the Cardinals a little bit on Talking Baseball, and it's interesting now that it's my team.
Right.
I do not want the win streak.
Okay.
For a one-game playoff.
Yeah.
God.
Scary.
And the Yankees. Like, if, you know, if the 12-game win streak Yankees lose the one-game wild card, I mean, that's crack for...
It's brutal.
...the worst riders and stuff like that, so...
The whole offseason's about how bad the season was, but they won 12 games at the end.
And they teased us one more time. So, yeah, that's interesting. I did not think that would be my answer.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, I don't know when I want the loss to be. I'd live with one for sure.
I've got it.
I also have mine.
I'm going to position myself perfectly for this as this clip will go viral in a little bit. Anthony Rizzo's homer today.
Yeah.
Hits the foul pole.
Okay.
He's been toying with it the whole time. Today's the day.
He adjusts just enough.
Yes.
To get it on the phone.
Yes.
That's funny.
I like that.
What do you have, BBD?
I suppose we're getting into blending premos and asks a little bit, which you know, we just discussed briefly. Glaber makes like a nice play to his left from second base. We haven't really got. I don't think we've seen that. He had one, like, kind of nice
his
backhand
left.
Play, and he's had some bad backhand plays. But okay. I think he makes a nice one to his left today. He was pretty good at those, you know, just anecdotally when he was a full-time second baseman.
BBD, this is going to be tricky, and I hope you know this, but it's a really tough question, but you're also be mad if you don't get it. You know what second baseman made a nice play to their left the other day? That Glaber could copy that play?
Gene Segura. He's always making
You're
those plays.
On the right path.
Ozzy?
Less on the path.
Mm.
Cole Tucker.
They had him at second?
Had him at second. He made a nice play. To his left.
He's been playing a lot of outfield.
Zach, any dark energy type premos from you?
Not feeling anything at the moment. No, okay. I just I have a good feeling about this one.
So. I feel fine.
I've got a good feeling about this. Yeah. All right, guys. Everyone, thank you in the chat. We appreciate you guys. We will be pregame show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Yanks recap episode, hopefully for the sweep. Whoops. Anything else we got to tell the people? No, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. Thank you for BBD for stepping in.
Playoff live streams if they make it.
Playoff live streams coming, so root for wins. Bronxy the Turtle. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.